This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for sharing a little bit of your time with me today. We're going to be talking about struggling. Struggling with your mindset, struggling to make progress, struggling in any area of your life. And today I have 7 reminders for you. Things you can return to again and again in those moments where it just feels hard or you feel unmotivated, you're not doing what you want to be doing, what you expect yourself to be doing. I've got you today. We're going to dive into those in just 1 second, but first want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Four Sigmatic. I was introduced to Four Sigmatic not all that long ago, maybe 6-7 months ago, and I was super skeptical because what they really specialize in are therapeutic mushroom extracts, and they infuse them into things like coffee. And while I love coffee, I don't love mushrooms. You will not find me buying mushrooms, ordering mushrooms at a restaurant, even if they are the smallest part of a dish. I'm not a mushroom fan. So mushroom coffee, however, I absolutely know that there are tremendous health benefits to certain mushrooms, like lion's mane that helps with focus and mental clarity, or chaga. There are just so many. And I thought, oh, I'll give it a try, right? I mean, worst case scenario is I don't like it and I don't try it again. And I was really surprised to find that I loved the coffee because I'm a little bit particular or a lot particular with my coffee. And there was not even a hint of mushroom flavor in the coffee. So if you want to check out the products I love most, there are 3 Four Sigmatic products that I love the most. Just go to foursigmatic.com/primal. You'll see my picture when you get to that page. You'll see my thoughts on the products as well as my 3 favorite products. And you'll be able to score some savings as well when you go through that link. F-O-U-R, the word 4 spelled out, not the numeral 4. F-O-U-R, sigmatic.com. Or you can go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/645, but definitely check it out. At least head over to that link so you can see the products that I love. All right, struggling. This comes up in everybody. In fact, I was on the phone with a client yesterday, and she was sharing with me that she joined the 12 Weeks to Transformation primarily for mindset. And she said something along the lines of, you know, if you saw me on the street, I don't have a weight problem. I'm a pretty fit woman. So you would probably think, why should I be struggling? And I said, you know, I recently have given that a lot of thought because I don't think one has anything to do with the other, right? There are so many areas of our lives in which we could be struggling. Like she said, perhaps it's mindset. Maybe it is food or weight. Maybe it's money, relationships, career, all of the above, or a million other options. And not struggling in one area doesn't mean that you shouldn't be or wouldn't be struggling in any of the others. And I don't think we should have any shame about this idea of struggle. Truth is, it's part of the human experience. There are going to be times when things aren't going as we wish they would go. There will be times when it feels hard or we're unmotivated or we hit a roadblock. To me, one of the keys to getting out of a struggle is not being ashamed of it. Everybody struggles in some area of their life at some point in time, but it doesn't mean we need to stay in the struggle. We also don't need to be ashamed of the struggle because shame keeps you locked in your circumstances. You'll hide from it. You'll run from it. You're less likely to ask for help, as opposed to just owning the fact that everybody goes through periods of struggle and we're not stuck there. We have tons of options. The key is to own that it's a struggle and work your way out of it. I was texting before we get into these seven reminders for when you're struggling. I was texting back and forth with another one of my clients who was sharing with me about how one of their children is struggling right now. And this client of mine wasn't quite sure if they should bring it up, if they should wait for the kid to bring it up again, what they could do best to help their child. And she shared that she hates to see her kid struggling. And of course, right? I hate to see anybody struggling. I don't like it very much when I'm struggling, of course, right? None of us do. But I shared with her it's a real great opportunity as a parent, which is the same opportunity we have for ourselves every day, to say, you know what? The great thing about struggle is that it's an opportunity to improve our lives. No matter what the struggle is, there are options, and we have a choice always to either stay in the struggle or to work our way out of it. So today what I want to share with you is seven reminders for when you're struggling. The first is, yep, there are dozens, if not hundreds of reasons you don't want to do the work. There are absolutely reasons to talk yourself out of it, reasons to convince yourself it's hard, for sure. And also, there are tons of reasons why you do want to do this. There are tons of reasons to focus on that reinforce why it is worth it, why you do care. And you decide which camp you give more attention to, which camp you give more energy to, more emotion to. Chances are when we're struggling, we're giving more attention, more energy to the reasons we don't want to do it, the reasons it's hard, the reasons we're frustrated, than we're giving energy to the reasons we do want to do it. On any given day, I can tell you why I don't want to go to the gym, why I don't want to eat well, and why I just want to go shopping, right? Those reasons are real, they are valid, they are there, but they are not the only ones available to me, because I can also, on any day, make a case for why I do want to go to the gym, for why it really does matter to me, and why I really do want to eat well, fuel my body well, take great care of my body. I can absolutely make a case for why I want to be financially responsible, why that is precisely what I want instead of what I don't want. Which side are you focused on? Which story are you telling? Which perspective are you reinforcing? Anytime somebody says to me, I'm just not motivated, I don't feel like it, I can't get in the game, I can't find my groove, I can't get myself to get back to what I know I should be doing or what I had been doing. Okay, you can tell me why you can't, why it's hard, or you can tell me why you do want to get back into it, right? There can very much be this story of, I haven't felt like it, I just haven't really cared lately. We can make that case and convince ourselves quite effectively. But we can also make a case that says, you know what? I'm tired of feeling crappy and I'm tired of this mental debate and I really want to get over this struggle and I really want to reach my goals. All right, what can I do about that today? You decide which side of the story you focus on. You have the power to talk yourself into the change or out of the change, into the struggle or out of the struggle every single day. There's a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote I love that says, don't be pushed by your problems, be led by your dreams. Don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams. Your struggle is a result of focusing on the problem. What you don't want, what feels hard, what didn't work, the times you failed in the past, how you don't really feel like it, you're tired, you're stressed, there's not enough time, all of these things. You are being pushed into your choices by your problems. You have the opportunity to be led by your dreams. That can remain just a nice little theory, a little quote card, or it can be turned into a practice, which is what I really focus on with my clients. How do we turn that into a practice? All right, if you were to be led by your dreams today, if your dreams, your goals, your aspirations dictated your choices today, what might that look like? From there, which of those things are you able and willing to do today? The second reminder, for times when you are struggling in any area, you are not stuck. You may have stopped, but you are not stuck, and there is a difference. No matter what is going on, what you've tried, what has worked, what hasn't worked, you're not stuck. You have options. If what you are doing isn't working, stop doing it and try something else. Pivot, experience. You're not a victim of your lack of results. You are in control. And this is a reminder that is applicable not just for areas of our personal life where we might be struggling, but every area of our lives. Maybe it's easier in some cases to kind of look at this from an arm's length, a less personal perspective on it. In business, as a business owner, or if you're an employee, this happens there as well. You try something at work or in your business and it doesn't work. This happens to me every day. All right, I bet if I do this, then people will do this. Or if I promote in this way, then it's really going to work and people are going to resonate with it. And every single day I try something that doesn't work. Every single day. I don't necessarily know ahead of time what is going to work. It's an experiment. And I'm not a victim of the fact that it didn't work. Yes, for sure. I can say, oh, what am I going to do now? There's so many options and I don't know which one's going to work. So what the heck am I supposed to do? That's why I don't even bother, because everybody has a different opinion and I don't know what's going to work. And I've tried these different things and they haven't worked. But that perspective doesn't serve me at all. Just like in your personal life, it doesn't serve you either. We can all sit and feel sorry for ourselves and stay on the sidelines because we aren't sure what will work. Or we can just try something. Anything. Feeling sorry for ourselves and sitting and looking at all the options and thinking, well, because I don't know which one's right for me, I'm just not going to do anything at all. That doesn't help us. It doesn't move us forward. And then we convince ourselves that we're stuck. You're not stuck. You just decided not to try other stuff. And maybe that thing you decided not to try was consistency. Maybe that thing you decided not to try was asking for help. Maybe that thing you decided not to try was something you tried before, but you kind of only went halfway with it. In business, that attitude won't get me anywhere. In your life, it won't get you anywhere. So I try something, right? I just try something else. And I know that it's either going to work or it's not going to work. But either way, I benefit because whether it works or it doesn't, I've done something. I've gotten into action, which is valuable in and of itself. And also, I've learned something. And so will you. The sooner you can embrace the fact that it's fine to not know what the next step is and it's fine to not know what will work, you just got to do something. The sooner you embrace that mindset, the sooner you're going to stop struggling. For real, you are not stuck. You do not need to feel sorry for yourself. That will not help. Get into action. There are ways, there are options. Pick one. And learn from it. One of my affirmations is, it is possible and I am capable. The reason I say that is because I can convince myself that it's not going to work and it's impossible. Well, then I'm at a dead end. But in reality, it's possible. I don't know the path. I don't know the way, but there is a way. So I'm either going to try something new and or ask for help and or look at other things people have done that have worked for them and try those things, right? It's not just enough to scan and see what the options are. I've got to put them into practice. But I'm capable of that. And so are you. It is possible. You are capable. The third reminder for times when you are struggling is that growth and achievement feel way better than excuses and exceptions. This one can be a little tricky. At least it was for me. And the reason it was tricky for me is because I didn't know that. I really had been in the struggle specifically with food and weight for so long that I didn't know what it felt like. I didn't know how good it would feel to just get consistent. I didn't know that the thing I was avoiding because it felt hard and it felt different and it felt so far off, doing that work would feel so much better than not doing that work. I knew that not doing the work didn't feel great, right? But it also felt familiar. And familiarity can be a big draw. But I was miserable. I was obsessed with it. It was this dark cloud hanging over me. And yet I put off doing the work because that felt hard. Well, it was way easier than living in the struggle. I say all the time that it feels amazing to feel amazing, but that's a tricky thing because if you haven't felt amazing recently, it's tough to connect with that. I wrote an entire chapter in Chasing Cupcakes about this, the experience of maximum effort, because I've experienced that when you are really in it, when you are doing the work, even if the work feels challenging, it feels so good to achieve and to accomplish and to grow. It is so worth it. And I share in that chapter of the book how athletes say this too, right? And I give the example of Katrin David's daughter, who is an elite CrossFit athlete. And she refers to herself as a sled dog. Sled dogs are allegedly happiest when they are working. They love to work. They love to work hard. And she says that her happiest days are the days when she trains the hardest and the workouts are the hardest and she eats the cleanest and she's the most disciplined in her schedule. Her happiest days are not the days where she's eating ice cream and taking the day off from training, because it feels amazing to grow, to experience progress. And I'm telling you right now that doing the work feels so much better than not doing the work. Along the same lines, the fourth reminder is that you can make this a memory. You are capable of putting this struggle behind you. It is optional. You are opting into the struggle when you choose inconsistency. You are opting in to the struggle when you make an excuse or an exception, when you don't keep your word to yourself. You are choosing the struggle. And I don't say that to guilt you or shame you. That's not my style. I'm not into that in my own life. Certainly not placing it on you. But you can put this behind you. Whatever it is, if it's a financial struggle, if it's a weight struggle, if it's a mindset struggle, a career struggle, a nutrition struggle, you can get past it. You do not have to continue to wrestle with this for decades. You can choose to, and you can choose not to. It just depends on what you do now, what you do today. You don't have to figure out tomorrow or next week or next month. You have to make the choice. But know that that is an option. So often, the struggle we resist and the struggle we resent and the struggle we feel so bad about is the struggle we continue to choose. And you do not have to choose it. There are going to be a lot of opportunities today for you to put it behind you. And there are a lot of those opportunities every single day. The fifth reminder for times when you're struggling is that life is too damn short to be miserable. And it is too short to continue this struggle. Right? I mean, You don't have to be so unhappy. You don't have to continue to wrestle with this. And I don't want you to. Gosh, when I think about the years that I lost with a struggle I chose, a struggle I created, a struggle I refused to break free from because of my own stubbornness, my own fear, my own negativity, all of that, I don't get that time back, and neither do you. And today is a blank slate. You are free to do something different today. Life is too short to be miserable. Two more here. The sixth reminder I have for you, for any time in your life when you're struggling, any area in your life where you're struggling, is that you don't have to focus on what you know to do, right? Because this becomes cyclical. Today I'm going to, I know I should, this week I'm gonna, and we create these big plans, right? And we don't execute them. I have probably hundreds of hours logged in creating plans that I didn't follow, in setting goals that I didn't reach. What I focus on with my clients is focusing on overcoming what gets in the way each day. Because you've already done this, set the plan for the day, set the goal for the day. The issue isn't knowing what to do. The issue is how you talk yourself out of doing it or what gets in the way of your execution. So one of the things I ask myself, and I do this with work, I do this with my personal relationship, my romantic relationship, and I do it with nutrition. What could get in the way? So let's say, for example, because I do set objectives for the day. When I journal in the morning, for example, I write out what I'm going to eat for that day. But then the next thing that I do is the more important step, and that is what could throw this off. So with the food example, maybe in the mid-afternoon, all I want is ice cream. Or I'm feeling really down and I'm remembering that, you know, I can't exactly walk into the kitchen and cook because for those of you who are listening real time, I don't have a kitchen right now or downstairs. So maybe I say, let's just order pizza, right? That is something that could get in the way. And then I think, all right, what am I going to do about that? One little thing that I can do specifically about that is tell my boyfriend ahead of time, hey, this is the plan for dinner, right? Let's agree on this for dinner. That makes me way less likely to text him at 6 and say, hey, bring home pizza, right? Or maybe for you, if it's related to, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. But you've set that intention before. The issue is what gets in the way. And you think, well, if I end up late at work or if I'm feeling tired at the end of the day, that's what's likely to get in the way. Okay, let's game plan for that now. What can you do about that now? Maybe you decide to squeeze it in on your lunch break, even if it looks a little bit different. But when you're struggling, it can be very powerful to focus more on overcoming what could get in the way today than it can be to focus on what you should do today or you intend to do today. Lastly, please ask for help. If you are struggling, ask for help, whether this is your spouse, your partner, your best friend, a coworker, a coach, it doesn't matter, but ask for help. I can tell you that this is one of the primary things that has accelerated and sustained my growth in every area of my life at every stage. Before I started Primal Potential and I was working in corporate America, I asked for help. I was new. I want to be great at this. What should I be doing? What would it take for me to stand out? That's not weakness. That's strength. When I first started working out, I got a trainer. And I had a trainer consistently for probably 3 or 4 years. That wasn't weakness. That was strength. Regularly now, in my personal life, I ask for help. This is something I've gotten much better at in the last, I would say, 6 to 8 months. I ask my friends for help. I tell them what I need and I ask if they can help. I ask my family for help. If there's something that they can do to help or support me, I ask them. I ask my boyfriend for help all the time. That's not weakness. It is strength. In my business, I have a coach.
It's not weakness. It's strength. I've learned that not asking for help is way more aligned with weakness than asking for help. Because there's people who can help, right? And it's a fast tracker. Yeah, you can continue to struggle on your own, or you can ask for help and get out of the struggle way faster. Way faster. And for a lot of you guys, that's new and it's uncomfortable and you like to do everything on your own. I get it. What I'm going to be doing over the next 5 weeks, actually started this past Monday, but I am going to be doing free group coaching via either audio or video once a week for the next 5 weeks, starting just a couple of days ago, but continuing for the next 5 weeks for everybody who's on the wait list for the 12 weeks to transformation. So get on the dang wait list, because at a minimum, it's going to show you what it can look like to ask for help and show you how valuable that is. For a lot of people, they haven't had the experience of coaching before. So it's just a great way to experience that and see what that's like. It also helps me get to know you and what you need. Whether you decide to work with me in the 12 weeks to transformation or you don't, I definitely want to get to know you better, because whether I'm serving you through the 12 weeks or I'm serving you through the podcast, I love to get to know people better. And it helps you get to know me and my coaching style too, so that if you're thinking about the 12 weeks to transformation, you're making a more informed decision about it. So, free group coaching for the next 5 weeks. All you have to do is get on the wait list. It's easy to do that. You can go to the show notes page for today's episode. I want you to go there anyway to check out my Four Sigmatic recommendations. But that show notes link is primalpotential.com/645. Primalpotential.com/645. Or you can go directly to primalpotential.com/transform. Primalpotential.com/transform. But I'd love for you to experience that group coaching. It's free. You can, once you're on the wait list, you can reply to any of those emails and tell me your question, your challenge, your struggle. And there's a very good chance that it'll get incorporated anonymously, of course, with respect for your privacy, into one of those free group coaching videos or audios. So definitely check that out. primalpotential.com/transform or primalpotential.com/645. I hope you guys have an awesome day. I hope these reminders were helpful to you, and I'll chat with you very soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.